foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put your right hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Now your head.
You put your head in, you put your head out. You put your head in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out. You put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Yeah!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on live with Jeff. What you doing, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I just called you pretty much out of nowhere because you were pretty surprised when I called you, but you're our next contestant on the Ask a Cast Member.
I gotta say this.
All right.
I work at a franchise store.
Oh, so get out of here.
Excuses. Are different. So. I'm telling you this. So.
All right, I'll try to find like questions that are equal across the board that I know are the same at both franchise and company-owned stores. So, here's an easy one to kick it off with. Do we allow adults in without children?
Of course.
All right, very cool. That was an easy one. Let's see. Aaron, I know you're listening. Can you send me some more questions? Because I'm running out here. Thanks, buddy. All right, this one's pretty easy, too, because I asked franchise all the hard ones. what are the four areas that everyone is responsible for?
What are the four areas that everyone is responsible for?
Yes, sir.
Kid check, beverage bar.
Yes.
Salad bar.
Yes.
Restrooms, merch.
All right, you got the four. It was beverage bar, salad bar, kid check, and restrooms. But
yeah, and merch. Well, we have five.
Maybe.
Merch is the fifth.
Because merch is an official one, but I mean, if there's somebody up there and you're a cast member, you better go up there and help them. If you're on my clock, that's all I gotta say. All right. Typically speaking, does Chuck E. Cheese hire employees just to come in and perform kid check, or no, perform Chucky on a slow weekday?
No.
Not a chance in hell, as Aaron would say. But he said no. No is also acceptable. I'm running out of questions here, and I have another message from Aaron. He didn't mess it up, and I didn't mess it up, so that because he gets it off our backs. The April newsletter actually said that the April show, or wait, I just mixed that up. The April show said the January show was, yeah. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but however, it's not our fault. That's the main point that I'm trying to get across here. I don't have his message here. I got to open up the text, and I don't want to cut you off on the phone there.
Take a deep breath in.
See. I told Franchise to calm down, and I'm spazzing over here. Jesus. All right, let's see. What is the company standard on how to answer the phone?
Do I have to say it?
Yes, sir.
We're making magic at Chuck E. Cheese in Scottsdale, because that's my store. And then you put your name, which is Jeff. So we're making magic at Chuck E. Cheese in Scottsdale. This is Jeff. How may I help you?
Actually, perfect. I mean, the location is not required, but most places would like to do that. But anyway, you got the question right. Good job, man.
Yeah.
All right, do you know what reviews are?
What?
A review? Do you know what that is?
Review?
Yeah, like a cast member review. Do you guys have those?
No, we don't.
At all?
Oh, you mean like a monthly raise?
Like, kind of. Like, it's like to reevaluate to see if you're still up on standards and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, we don't get reviews, dude. We just
get raise. That's bogus. All right, so... All right, well, how often are the reviews given?
Every April and October.
Well, actually, it's after 6 months after hire, and then after, and then it's annually after that.
It's every April and October for us.
I thought you just said you didn't have any. Get out of here with that. Ah.
Well, I mean, like, we get our raises.
All right. You crazy. With your crazy raises and your no reviews and all that. Oh, man. I'm having way too much fun with this, and I hope our listeners are too, because we're just having a good time here. What are the two rules of Chuck E. Cheese's?
Man.
Oh, man, I think I got you on this one. I think I got you.
All right.
What are the...
Okay, two rules.
Yes.
Is to have fun while you work.
All right.
And every guest leaves happy.
Ah, you got it! Aaron, I need more questions if you're listening. Please. Oh, man. All right, I'm out of questions pretty much. All right, here we go. Since you know all your standards so far, what three items do most CEC employees frequently forget?
Okay, a pen.
All right.
A smile.
Yes. Actually, yeah, that's right.
A pen, a smile.
And then something that we collect. It's a hint, but... Well, I mean, that actually, yeah, I have seen cast members without belts, but the answer we were looking for is your lanyard with your name tag. And preferably...
Oh, that's not required.
Oh, with you... Well, you guys are fake, though. Not tripping. All right. So, you pretty much ran me out of questions over here, so... both you and Franchise did an awesome job. Is there any song that you would like to hear next? Locomotion? All right, that sounds good because...
Yeah, Mad Hat has to be the next.
Mad Hat's next?
Mad Hat is next.
All right, I'm going to have to go either grab my Team 2 book or have Aaron write me some questions, but I think we're going to stomp him.
Sounds good.
I think we're going to have to get him because, I mean, I couldn't stump Franchise. I couldn't stump Jeff. So, I mean, if I can stump one out of three people, I've done my work. I've done my job.
33% good.
It's good enough. Good enough. That's how we do it, Radio Showbiz. Good enough.
No complaints.
No complaints.
Man, that guy's crazy. Aaron's like flying off the chart, man. He's like, no complaints.
But he's holding it down, though. That's what's important.
Yeah.
All right, I just found Locomotion. I'm about to put that on right now. Thanks for participating, and awesome job, man. Congratulations. You know your standards. All right, man. All right. Thanks for listening to Radio Showbiz. We're going to kick it off right now with Locomotion, Jeff's favorite live show. And it's also requested by Mad Hat earlier. So we got two birds with one stone. Or maybe two pizzas with one blue tent check bag. I don't know. Because we're all about standards here. So here we go with Locomotion, the live show. Thanks.
Yeah,
yay!
Hey, come on, everybody! It's time to ride the train! That's right! It's the locomotion! Come on, you know the words! Everybody's doing a brand new dance now!
Come on, baby, do the locomotion!
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now!
Come on, baby, do the locomotion!
My little baby sister can do it with ease! It's easier than back. Well, I think you've got the knack. a jug of motion like a railway train now.
Come on, baby,
you make it look good. Motion. Come on, come on, the locomotion. Come on, come on, the locomotion. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Move around the floor in a locomotion.
That's it, baby. Do the locomotion.
You do it holding hands if you got the notion.
Come on,
come on, everybody. Here we go.
Locomotion.
There's never been a dance that's so easy to do. Show for you. I'm gonna take a break.
welcome everybody to Showbiz Pizza Place in...
All right, welcome back to Radio Showbiz Live. You see, I've been really looking forward to stumping somebody today, but I can't because I guess these people are just too smart. They're too good for these questions. So we've come up with some more difficult questions. And for next week, it's going to be even harder. But, I mean, I think for when we actually get to the cast members in the store, it's not going to be that hard to stump them. Because, I mean, most cast members, once they're trained, they kind of don't know the specifics. They know how to, you know, they know how to do their stuff, but they don't know how to do it right. You know what I mean? So, we're going to get our next cast member on the phone. We're going to try and get Madhead on the phone. I hope he's listening right now because you know we're coming for you next, Matt. All right, got to scroll down in this address book right here. Ha! All right. So we have Madhead on the phone. Let's see if he has a ringback tone, too.
What up, dude?
There we go, Mr. Madhead. First ring. Very good, man. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a impromptu question right here. How many times is the phone allowed to ring at Chuck E. Cheese's?
Can you repeat that question again?
Sure thing, bud. How many times is the phone allowed to ring at Chuck E. Cheese's?
How many times? I haven't been in the kitchen too much to hear the phone. I've been out on the floor more. I should five?
Actually, it's three. But I mean...
Really?
Yeah, Aaron called my store last night, apparently, and they let it ring 9 times. But I wasn't there to kick their ass about it, so not my fault. All right, we're gonna go on to this next question over here. Let's see. Aaron wants to know, this is an Aaron question because obviously he's from New Jersey and he knows all of his New Jersey standards. New Jersey sells liquor, true or false? In Chuck E. Cheese, do they sell liquor in New Jersey stores? Unfortunately, false, because I think I heard him tell me that a liquor license is, like, close to $1 million over there, so each store is obviously not going to, like, trash out $1 million just to serve liquor. And
we got a couple stores over here that sell liquor still.
Yeah, mine does, too, but I don't know. I guess it's less expensive over here to distribute and all that stuff with alcohol. All right. Let's see, I just got a few more questions from Aaron. Hey, are you having fun so far? You like the broadcast? Everything's going all right?
Yeah, I can hear on the other end me talking the next second later.
All right, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a delay. If you want to either turn down your speakers or step away from the computer.
I'm upstairs, actually, because I'm getting ready to watch the new South Park.
All right, cool. Hey, man, I'm going to miss it. But, you know...
too bad.
That, yeah...
Man...
Don't make me come over there. Damn. Man, I'm going to get you for that one. But I'll just have to watch the replay sometime. But, you know, because I'm dedicated to this. You know how we do. How we do here at Radio Showbiz. Good enough is not good enough, like I said last time. Do you know what UPix stands for? And actually, what does...
What is it again?
UPix, U-P-I-C-S, and what area of Chuck E. Cheese does it apply to? UPix, U-P-I-C-S. It was in your CEC general training. Everybody's got to know it. Doom, boom, 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 boom. That's my lame Jeopardy song, but sorry. Matt, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right.
In the words of Munch, what?
What? All right, man. I'll actually fill you in on that answer. It's it stands for... Let's see. Utensils, products, ice, counters, spritz, and then it applies to the salad bar area.
Wow.
Do you remember that from your training?
You know, I don't think I do, no.
So, which store are you at? Burlington?
Burlington, Mass.
All right, I think we're going to have to give them a call
No, don't call them.
Don't call them?
Nah, I wouldn't bother. They're going to bitch at me when I come in next time.
So in that case, we're calling. No, I'm just playing. All right, you're doing a good job so far. Let's see. I'm looking at...
I think I'm best at doing Chucky. That's it, basically.
All right, so actually, I know you're good at doing Chucky, so I'm going to go to the character section. And what are several... There are several things. The company lists, like, a few of them. But what are several things that you're not allowed to do in costumes or that you shouldn't do in costume?
One thing that I took a woman. Do not pick up children.
Definitely. That is one of the answers. Do you have any others?
You cannot talk, of course, obviously.
All right, definitely. Good job.
Yeah, and I can't sign autographs. No. Good.
All right, awesome. That's the main three. But then there's also another few. Do you have any others?
I'm wondering, because when I grew up with Chuck E. Cheese, I would always avoid this, at least, but I would always get it anyway.
Right.
Were you allowed to still pat kids on the head?
Yes and no. I mean, you can pat them on the head, but don't pull or mess up their hair.
Oh, okay. I get you.
And, like, another thing we could do is you can't tickle them, and you can't approach scared children, because, I mean, that's...
Yes, that's it. I always walk away when there's a scared child. I just kind of...
Definitely.
Whatever, and then walk off.
Definitely. You have to... or the things you should do in costume. Do you know those?
The things I should do in costume?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the things I should do is pay attention to every guest. That's my way.
Awesome. Do you know the way? Yeah. Do you know the standard? The standard way we say that.
Every guest sees Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, awesome. I'm proud of you, man.
Yep.
You did your homework.
Indeed, and let me tell you, for the past couple weekends now, whoever has a loud voice, a cast member that is, me and that cast member would walk around Chuck E. Cheese selling balloons for $2.
Oh, wait.
You know, these parents are cheapskates, too, by the way. They're like, they can't sell balloons for $2.
You mean for the foil balloons, right?
Yeah, the foil balloons.
All right, cool. All right, since I'm going to skip over salad bar here, for merchandise, have you ever done the merch counter?
Yeah, I have. It sucks, but someone's got to do it.
Oh, true. All right, a lot of managers say don't play with items. Is this a company standard?
No.
Correct. You know why?
Why?
Well, it's actually to demonstrate the products, kind of make them look fun, make them appeal to kids.
Most of those products don't make sense to me anyway, so.
I mean, they sent out those, what do they call those, magic kits?
Yeah.
But they don't send them with instructions, so I mean, I kind of had to guess how to do the trick. And then my magician friend Andrew, I double-checked with him, and it turned out I was doing the trick all wrong. So he corrected me, and now I do it correctly. So thank you very much, Andrew, if you're listening. Or if you're not listening anyway, thank you, but you should be listening. All right. Also for merch, what is our number one saying for merch?
Actually, I don't know that one.
And, I mean, you probably actually heard it before, but just it's not too familiar. Let's see. We had a promotion named exactly after it.
Wow. Yeah, I never heard that.
No? All right. Our standard for merch, the number one rule is every kid's a winner. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I know about that.
But yeah,
I knew that was a promotion at the time, everyone's a winner.
Wow. All right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a special request that you'd like to listen to or something? You're still tuned in, right?
Since I can't listen to anything right now, I'm listening to South Park.
Ah. You know I'm going to get you for that, right?
Yeah, but I do want to give shout-outs to a couple people if they're listening.
Oh, definitely. Go ahead.
I give a shout-out to Matt the Franchise.
All right, cool, man.
And Aaron, of course.
All right, all right.
And Gabe.
And Gabe?
You're listening, you butt munch. And, Jeff.
Yeah, I think he's listening, too.
Yep. And, of course, you. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right, so, man, you gotta...
Go.
You've got to let me know later how that South Park turned out, all right? I mean, don't give it away. Oh, yeah. Just let me know if it's a good one or a bad one.
Tonight.
Nice.
Of course, he focused in on his woman ways again.
Oh, man. I got to check it out. But before we go, do you have any special request of a song like that you'd like to hear or something?
Well, why don't you play for, if Nevin's listening out there, Do You Believe in Magic?
All right, I just saw that on this playlist, and I've got to find it. There we go. Do You Believe in Magic? And I believe Nevin is listening, and we're going to have him on the air next. So stay tuned for the number one Helen Henny fan in the galaxy. All right. Hey, man, thanks for playing, all right? We'll see you next time.
Hey, bro.
Once again, thanks for listening to Radio Showbiz, brought to you by ShowbizPizza.com. We're going to take a quick song break, commercial break, and stay tuned.
Hey, who says this band doesn't have any rhythm? All right, you are, Munch. And not only do we have rhythm, we got magic. Helen?
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, then it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I tell you about the magic that'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about rock and roll. Would you believe in
it's magical. It just makes you want to
jump. Pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No, silly. Not that kind of magic. The magic that makes you want to get up and dance.
Boy, that would be magic if we could do that.
If you believe in magic, come along with me. Dance until morning, just you and me. And maybe if the music is right, I'll meet you tomorrow sort of late at night. And we'll go dancing and then you'll see how the magic music and the music's in me, yeah. Do you believe in magic? Believe in the magic of a young girl's soul. Believe in the magic of rock and roll. Believe in the magic, it can set you free. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm talking about magic. Do you believe in magic?
Again sometime?
Okay, Tuggy, be glad to.
All right. Meanwhile, the band will be back with more great tunes in a little bit. See you later.